As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Coffee Break Spanish, Season 4, Episode 16. Hola a todos y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Yo soy Marc.
Y yo soy Carmen.
¿Cómo estás, Carmen?
Estoy muy bien, Marc. ¿Y tú?
Muy bien. ¿Qué nos cuentas hoy?
Bueno, tengo muchas cosas que contarte.
Venga.
He estado pasando un fin de semana en Barcelona.
¿En Barcelona? ¡Qué bien!
¿Has estado en Barcelona alguna vez?
Sí, alguna vez.
¿Alguna vez que otra? Bueno, pues para mí era la primera vez.
¡Qué bien!
Mi primera visita a esta ciudad. Y tengo que decir que me ha gustado mucho.
Me alegro.
Me parece una ciudad muy cosmopolita, muy interesante. Pero mi sitio preferido fue el Parque Güell.
El Parque Güell es fantástico.
¿Verdad?
Sí,
me encantó, me encantó. Me parece que tiene mucho encanto.
Hace algunos años filmamos una serie de...
¿Sí?
Bueno, una parte de una serie de Coffee Break Spanish Magazine en el Parque Güell.
Sí.
Y era fenomenal.
Precioso, ¿verdad?
Precioso, sí. Con gente de muchos países. Como has dicho, es una... ¿Cómo has dicho?
Sí.
Como has dicho, es una ciudad muy cosmopolita, así que hay...
Puedes encontrarte, gente. Sí, puedes encontrarte con gente de cualquier lugar del mundo.
Sí, y muchos acentos españoles distintos.
Sí, desde luego.
Pues muy bien. Aquí estamos otra vez con otro episodio para vosotros de Coffee Break Spanish. Y esta semana vamos a escuchar otra carta. Otra carta de Jesús.
¿Para Carmen?
Para Carmen. Y bueno, vamos a empezar, ¿no?
Vamos con ello, sí.
Vamos a escuchar el texto ahora.
30 de abril de 1949. Querida Carmen, ¿cómo te encuentras? Te escribo porque quería contarte una cosa que te dejará helada. Yo estoy bien. No te preocupes por mí. Ayer había mala mar, pero me apetecía darme un paseo, así que fui a la calita de Portals, esa que queda muy resguardada de las olas. Sobre las 9 de la noche, estaba ya atardeciendo, la luz era tenue, y el viento soplaba muy fuerte en dirección a la costa. El mar estaba bravo, y había unas olas altísimas. Por un momento pensé en darme un chapuzón, pero luego pensé que era demasiado arriesgado. Decidí recoger conchas y estrellas de mar que las olas iban depositando en la orilla de la cala, y de repente oí un ruido ensordecedor. La tierra tembló, se oyeron crujidos en las rocas y gritos de marineros. Después se hizo el silencio. Dejé todos mis pequeños tesoros marinos en la arena y trepé lo más rápido que pude hacia el acantilado. Desde allí hay buena visibilidad. Y vi un barco hundiéndose en el agua, el combustible aún caliente sobre las olas y los marineros intentando ponerse a salvo. Oscureció tan rápido que no tuve tiempo de hacer nada. Corrí como si me persiguiera el diablo hasta el bar del pueblo, y jadeando, les conté a todos lo que acababa de presenciar. Unos me ignoraron, pensando que yo estaba loco de atar, y otros vinieron conmigo al rescate de aquella pobre gente. El tabernero llamó por teléfono a los guardacostas. Cuando llegamos al lugar del accidente, no se veía absolutamente nada. Ya era demasiado tarde. No se oía ni un alma, y la policía no tenía manera de ayudarles hasta que la marea no bajase. Volví a mi casa con un nudo en el corazón. ¡Qué impotencia la mía, Carmencita! No pude hacer absolutamente nada para salvar a esos marineros. Esta mañana, antes de que amaneciera, mi padre, los muchachos del pueblo y yo hemos ido al mismo lugar. Mientras amanecía y la mar estaba más calmada, hemos visto cómo el agua escupía los pedazos del barco hecho trizas. No había ni rastro de la tripulación. ¡Qué desgracia más grande! Carmen, en tu última carta me decías que el mar es muy traicionero. Hoy solo puedo darte la razón. No sabemos de dónde era este barco, y las familias de los marineros nunca sabrán qué les pasó. Algunos dirán que el mar se los tragó, otros que las sirenas les llamaron, y así continuarán esas leyendas tan terribles. Estoy temblando aún de la impresión. Esta noche no he pegado ojo, y no quiero dormirme. Sé que tendré pesadillas. Necesito verte y deberíamos hablar de nuestro futuro. No quiero que el mar me engulla un día. Igual no es tan mala idea. Y deberíamos montar un negocio juntos. Quizás una posada en Calviá. Quiero formar una familia contigo y enseñar a mis hijos a nadar en los días tranquilos de septiembre. Un abrazo. Jesús.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. As you know, this is a preview episode of the Coffee Break Spanish Season 4 course, but you can access the full course over at the Coffee Break Academy. This gives you access to the extended version of our lessons, in which we discuss the full text, and we provide a transcript and bonus audio materials to help you practice what you've learned, with translation challenges and further assistance. To find out more about how you can benefit from this course, head over to coffeebreakacademy.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson.
Bueno, en esta ocasión no tenemos una carta muy agradable, ¿verdad, Mark?
No, muy triste, de hecho. Muy emocionante, pero sí. Pues de mala manera.
Sí, desde luego.
Okay. Bueno, como siempre, vamos a explicar un poco el texto en inglés primero y luego vamos a hablar un poco del lenguaje, de las frases
expresiones
utilizadas.
Muy bien.
Entonces, in this letter, Jesús has something shocking to share with his beloved Carmen. It's not something which happened to him, but something which he experienced the night before. The sea was rough the previous night, and he wanted to go for a walk. It was already getting dark at 9 p.m., and there was a strong wind. As a result, there were huge waves in the sea. Jesús did consider going for a swim, but decided it was too dangerous. Instead, he started to collect shells and starfish from the shore. Suddenly, he heard a deafening noise. The ground shook and there were noises in the rocks and he heard shouts from sailors. Then, nothing but silence.
Después se hizo el silencio.
Jesús left all the shells he had collected in the sand and ran towards the cliffs so that he would be able to see what was happening. Out in the sea, he saw a ship sinking and there was burning fuel on the water and sailors trying desperately to save themselves. But it got dark so quickly he didn't have time to do anything. He ran as if the devil himself were chasing him to the bar in the village. And out of breath, he told everyone what he'd just witnessed. Some ignored him, thinking he was crazy, and others went with him in an attempt to save the poor people lost at sea. The innkeeper called the Coast Guard, but when they arrived at the scene of the accident, there was nothing to be seen. It was already too late. There was not a single voice, and the Coast Guard had no way to help until the tide went out. Jesús returned home, feeling awful.
Volví a mi casa con un nudo en el corazón.
He was powerless. He hadn't been able to do anything to save the sailors. This morning, before dawn, he went with his father and some friends from the village to the same spot. As the sun rose, the sea was calmer, and they saw parts of the sunken ship, but no sign of the crew. What a disaster. Jesús points out that Carmen had mentioned in her last letter that the sea is indeed very dangerous, and he now agrees with her. He doesn't know where the ship was from, and the sailors' families will never know what happened to them. There will be legends of the sea swallowing the ship and of mermaids calling to the sailors, and the legends will go on. But Jesús says he is still shaking. He's not slept a wink, and he doesn't want to fall asleep because he knows he will have nightmares.
Esta noche no he pegado ojo, y no quiero dormirme. Sé que tendré pesadillas.
He says he needs to see Carmen, and they need to talk about their future. He doesn't want the sea to take him someday. Perhaps they should set up their business together, as Carmen has suggested, a hotel in Calvià. Jesús wants to have a family with Carmen and to teach his children to swim in the calm days of September. With this, he finishes his poignant letter.
Muy interesante, ¿verdad? Tenemos un texto lleno de expresiones nuevas,
sí,
¿verdad?
Sí. Siempre.
Expresiones tristes, pero expresiones nuevas.
Exacto. And we are going to talk about those expressions. Before we do, let's look at one of them in particular, and it's the expression no pegar ojo.
Mm-hmm.
He said, esta noche no he pegado ojo. Now, pegar literally means to stick.
To stick, yeah.
So if you stick your eye, it's
you
like sticking your eyes together. Yeah. So, esta noche no he pegado ojo. This night, or last night, really, mm-hmm. The night that has just gone by, I haven't stuck my eyes together. I didn't sleep a wink. And it's a nice expression. There are other words in this sentence also associated with sleeping or indeed not sleeping. He says, sé que tendré pesadillas. Mm-hmm. Una pesadilla?
Nightmare.
A nightmare. Mm-hmm. So, sé que tendré pesadillas. I know I will have nightmares. What's the normal verb to dream?
Soñar.
Soñar. And note that it's a radical changing verb. So it's mm-hmm. soñar in the infinitive, but the first person singular is?
Sueño.
Sueño.
Yo
which,
sueño.
Yo sueño, which is also a noun. El sueño.
El sueño.
Which means both the sleep and the dream.
And the verb, yes.
Mm-hmm. So let's think about this. Sueño could mean I sleep.
Mm-hmm.
It could mean I dream.
Mm-hmm.
It could mean
a dream.
A dream, un sueño.
Mm-hmm.
And it could also be the word to use when we say tener sueño, I am sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
So if I say he tenido un sueño, mm-hmm. that would be
I have dreamed.
I have dreamed, or I've had a dream.
Oh, exactly, yes. Or I
he tenido
dreamed.
Un sueño. If I say he tenido un sueño increíble.
Uh-huh. Bueno, pues puede significar dos cosas.
Exacto.
La primera es que has estado muy cansado todo el día. Uh-huh. You've been very, very sleepy all day.
So, he tenido un sueño increíble todo el día. Uh-huh. I've been really sleepy. Uh-huh. That's from tener sueño, okay? He tenido un sueño increíble. And the reason it's un sueño is because we've qualified that sleep. Un sueño increíble. But the other meaning, of course,
is that you had an incredible dream.
Yeah,
you were dreaming with castles and dragons and princesses, for example.
Now, that's interesting because Carmen said there, you have been dreaming with. But of course, in English, we dream about, mm-hmm. but it reminds us that in Spanish, you say soñar con, no?
Gracias, Mark, sí.
Sorry, it's good that it's not always me that
learning
makes the mistakes. So, soñar con, entonces, en español se diría sueño con o he sonido con castillos uh-huh. y fantasmas
y princesas uh-huh.
y todo eso. Okay, entonces, soñar con, important to remember. Okay, that's where we're going to leave our preview episode for this week. There's lots more to say about this text, but we'll be doing that in our extended edition. If you'd like to find out more about the extended edition, head over to coffeebreakspanishseason4.com, where we'll be able to share some more information about that. For now, eso es todo.
Muy bien, pues nos vemos en dos semanas.
En dos semanas. Chao.
Adiós.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed, when I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.